This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You think if you were on a ballot in 2020 that you would defeat President Trump?
I mean, I will not answer that direct question.
Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We got a lot to talk about. The reason why Barack Obama didn't answer the question, if you see the video, he has this look in his face like, please, yeah, what y'all think? I mean, you know I could beat this man. Yeah, man. Yeah, too bad he didn't get to back it up. But, you know, and watching that segment of Barack Obama, and I'm going to play the rest of that clip here in a second, but it reminded me of the dude that he's really tough until you got to fight. He's tough. Oh, man, you think you could have taken so-and-so? Oh, my man, please. But if the dude was there, he would be like, well, you know, it's not a good idea to fight, and you know, it's always better to try to, you know, avoid this and do diplomacy or whatever else. As a pugilist, I'll tell you this. When it's time to fight, I'm fighting. I don't care whether I get my butt kicked or not, because it's pretty rare if I'm going to get my butt kicked. You're going to have to fight like a banshee to get my butt kicked. But if it's time to fight, and if we've said we're going to fight, we're fighting. It's really that simple. If you're a warrior, you're there to fight. I mean, can you imagine the military? They go, hey, listen, we're about to go to war, and people, your military's going, well, hey, listen, I don't know. Yeah, we ought to rethink this. When they tell military guys it's time to fight, these guys are like, oh, yeah, 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 it's about time. Barack Obama, get his butt kicked. Anyway, here's the rest of the segment. Well, not the segment, the rest of that clip.
The reason I ask is people say, well, you know, we can't have another candidate of color, we can't have a woman because
that kind of stuff I don't buy. The idea that there's some demographic or profile of a particular candidate that is the optimal one or the ideal one, that's just not how I've seen politics work. I think people respond to candidates who speak to the moment. You don't know how all these various factors are going to converge until you try. And you know, generalizations that we draw about, well, a woman's not going to win this time. Oh, this is ideal time for a woman. You've had one black guy, so you can't have another black guy.
Boom, and there it was. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. You had one black guy, you can't have another black guy. You know why Barack Obama had to say that? Because Axelrod was telling him what people were saying. Axelrod is pimping you off to what's about to happen. People, listen up in this mug, okay? Kevin Jackson's trying to break this down for you. Axelrod is saying, people are saying this, Barack, President Obama, people are saying we're not going to have another black president. Well, let me put it this way. If Barack Obama had been a rock star, do you think we would have another black president? Let me put it a different way. Jackie Robinson breaks the color barrier in baseball. Okay? The next year, because of Jackie Robinson, there were many more black people in baseball. You get it? What Barack Obama did was he made the next black president coming from a Democrat side freaking impossibility. Axelrod is telling him, why can't we have another black president, man? I mean, and Barack Obama, well, you know, we can. I mean, you know, it's a matter of the timing and all this. Yeah, it's a matter of the timing, but it's a matter of how well he performed. And he didn't perform very well. And neither has his party. And so they tried the black guy. They tried the female guy. Now they're trying the old demented guy. They're going back to the regular old-fashioned Democrat. Stupid white guys. You want to know how desperate you are? You know what we did? We went to a businessman, a white businessman. Yeah, somebody who says, yeah, I've taken advantage of a lot of stuff. I'm going to show you the inside baseball of how this stuff really works. You would think everybody in America would want to see that. And Trump gets fought. You get Barack Obama going on TV talking to HBCU students, telling them, you got to get out there and vote. You got to protect my legacy. They're telling him what his legacy is. He doesn't want to hear it. Axelrod asked the question, you know, can you beat Donald Trump? Man, wait, I might be able to beat Donald Trump. No, you can't. Let me answer this question for you, for Barack Obama, and everybody listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. If Barack Obama ran against Donald Trump would whoop his little skinny, bony, half-black butt all over this country. There wouldn't, he would beat him like he was Joe Biden. See, Barack Obama wants to live on some memory of like, oh, man, I'm so respected. Yeah, easy to say when you don't have to show up to the fight. You know, for those of you who are the naysayers who may go, I don't know, Kev. I mean, Michelle Obama and Barack Obama, that would be a hell of a ticket. They ran in 2016. Both of them ran. Oh, you don't get it? Well, let me explain. Both of them actively ran. During the time that Barack Obama, while Hillary Clinton hadn't even clinched the nomination, Barack Obama was on a plane with her to Cleveland. Because they knew they'd run the game on Bernie. So he was already flying her on Air Force One to Cleveland, where he had set it up for Jay-Z and Beyonce to have a concert. And he was going to tell everybody, you need to vote for Hillary, man, because he's the baddest man, whatever. And he knew what he had done. He had to get Hillary elected. So he has this concert. And you know what black folks did? They listened to Jay-Z and Beyonce perform, and they got up and they walked out. They didn't care about Barack Obama. All they cared about was listening to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And they left. If Barack Obama had any clout whatsoever, think about what he did to pull the cheating, the pulling of strings that he did with the Department of Justice to get rid of Donald Trump and everything else he did outside of that. Orchestration and support of Hillary and her going after Bernie Sanders and her going after Trump. And then he says, I'm going to do more than that. I'm going to bring the black vote. He was in churches. He was, man, this dude was proselytizing all over the world for Hillary Clinton. And you know what happened? She got her butt kicked. He and Michelle ran in 2016. For those of you who want to tell me, oh, Michelle Obama, she's so tough. Michelle Obama was at everywhere telling black women to vote for Hillary Clinton. And all of them showed up to see Michelle. Yeah, you go, girl. Woohoo, you something else, girlfriend. Hillary, not so much. Don't believe me, folks. Believe your lying eyes, those numbers, and who sits his white butt in the Oval Office. We'll be back.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
President Trump started cleaning houses on inspector generals, and the left are losing it. I'm going to get to that in just a bit. All this stuff is tied into the lockdown. All of it. The lockdown's got us all focused on the economy and jobs and things like this, and all it is subterfuge because the left knows what's coming. Inspector generals fired. Three of them so far, and a host of other ones should be fired. Horowitz should be fired. That crappy report he gave. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, well, yeah, the FBI did some things wrong, but I'm not really sure what needs to happen to it. And, of course, Director Ray, I've already talked about that clown. All these leftists being exposed. All these ruses that are being exposed. This deception. Like Russian collusion. Deception. We live in a time, folks, where this lockdown, Russian collusion will go down as two of the biggest hoaxes in history. By the way, the same is true of here it comes. Wait for it. Here it comes. Baby Black Jesus, Barack Obama, you can bet the farm that Obama will go down in history as one of the biggest scoundrels ever. Yep. profile of a candidate, an optimal and an ideal one. He was asked by Axelrod, do you think you could beat Trump? And, you know, yeah, today I could beat Trump. Barack Obama couldn't beat anybody. Barack Obama couldn't beat any reasonable Republican candidate today. He couldn't beat him. I know there are doubters out there. I guarantee you he can't beat Donald Trump. He has already run against him and he lost. I want to go back to this thing that Dennis Prager was talking about where he says this lockdown hoax could be the biggest mistake in world history. And he went on to talk about the economic damage that it's done to millions of people. Look, we can suffer in the United States, but we still have a system in place that gets people fed, that gets people child care. You know, there's some disruption, and I'm not going to tell you it isn't tough. But for us, we can get by. You think Bangladesh, Nepal, areas of China, you think they can survive that, you know, when the economy takes that big of a downward spiral? I don't know if you watched the stock market on Monday. It shot up. You want to know why it shot up? Because America went back to work. Do you think our market honestly gives a crap about what's going on in Europe or China? I mean, it influences, much like the moon influences the, you know, Earth, you know, in certain ways. But I'm just telling you, for the most part, our markets are like, what? But the United States markets matter. China went through the roof on Monday. You want to know why? Because the United States went back to work. That was why. If you had any stocks in China, you know, any type of product, it shot up through the roof on Monday. But, I'm telling you, it was devastation what happened to some of these people. Some of these, you know, Dennis Prager talked about it. Various declines. 147 million people could be plunged into extreme poverty. This is according to the International Food Research Institute. If the global GDP declines by 5%. But ask the elitists that want to see this lockdown continue. Do they care about 147 million non-Americans that can't come over here to vote? Dennis Prager goes on and says, an example of how disinterested the left is in worldwide suffering is made abundantly clear in the front page prayer by a left-wing Christian in a current magazine issue of The Nation. May we who are merely inconvenienced remember those whose lives are at stake. And he says, merely inconvenienced is how the Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II, a Protestant minister and president of the North Carolina NAACP, describes tens of millions of Americans rendered destitute, not to mention hundreds of millions around the world rendered not only penniless but hungry. The truth is, like most of the elites, it is Barber who is merely inconvenienced. Indeed, the American battle today is between the merely inconvenienced and the rest of America. Yep. And I will consider myself one of the merely inconvenienced, not to be put on the side that Prager's talking about. But, yeah, there's some disruption. But this isn't going to impact me. But I'm fighting for these other folks. I'm the one saying, look, I get it. I get that the janitor at the restaurant or the bar back or the waitress or whomever, they're important. Unlike the elitists who say that's not essential. See, I'm merely inconvenienced, but I've been going out. The very first day they opened up, I took the family and said, everybody, let's go out. Let's go put some money into this economy. I hope many of you do the same if you're able. It isn't like I'm rolling in dough, but I know every little bit helps. I got a takeout order, you know, because that's what this restaurant was doing. They wouldn't let people sit in. And you could go in to order, though. Go in. I left the lady a tip as if she'd waited on me. She looked at me and said, I looked at the other receipts. They weren't leaving tips. I left her a tip. She looked at me like, wow, thank you. I was like, no problem. I get it. I want it to be as least impactful. Prager goes on. Michael Levitt, professor of structural biology at Stanford Medical School and winner of the 2013 Nobel Prize in Chemistry, recently stated, "There is no doubt in my mind that when we come to look back on this, the damage done by the lockdown will exceed any savings of lives by a huge factor." To the left, anyone who questions the lockdown is driven by preference for money over lives. Typical of the left's moral shallowness is this headline on Salon this week. It's time to reject the gods of commerce. America is a society, not an economy. With a subhead reading, America is about people, not profit margins. And of course, to smug editors and writers of The Atlantic, in article after repetitive article, the fault lies not with the lockdown, but with President Donald Trump. The most popular article in The Atlantic this week is titled, "The Rest of the World is Laughing at Trump. The elites can afford to laugh at whatever they want. Meanwhile, the less fortunate, that is, most people, are crying." See, they want this. No game. I'm not telling you anything you don't know. Prager does an amazing job of explaining the impact of this lockdown on the little people. Because let me tell you, don't expect Republicans to do it. Republicans aren't going to tell you. What this did was this put a bunch of people who were digging out, who had spent the last 3 years digging out and were emerging into this great economy, it put them right back to square one. And that's what the Democrats want. But what they don't count on is these people remembering how it felt to dig out. That's a great feeling. There are many like it, but that's one that they hadn't felt in a while until Trump.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is defending the disbursement of stimulus dollars in the CARES Act.
President Trump and the entire administration are provided to committing necessary relief to help people get through this time. The Treasury Department is working hard to implement the CARES Act.
Roughly half a trillion dollars hasn't been released out of the CARES Act. The money is set to go to businesses and local governments. During the remote Senate hearing, Mnuchin says his department is working as quickly as possible to get that money out the door in a responsible manner. The United States and Canada have agreed to extend border closures between the two countries for another 30 days, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said on Tuesday. The latest extension will limit non-essential travel until June 21st. Close to 6,000 people have died in Canada from coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus crisis. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
During a White House ceremony on Tuesday morning, President Trump called farmers the backbone of the nation, and he noted the continued disruptions in the global food supply chain. But the president said his administration will direct $19 billion from the $2 trillion CARES Act to help farmers and to help families in need of food during the crisis.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims the so-called conspiracy theories that Democrats are accusing President Trump of promoting now look like they might be true.
No matter what some Washington Democrats may try to claim, you're not crazy or a conspiracy theorist if you see a pattern of institutional unfairness toward this president.
The Kentucky Republican saying it does appear the investigation into the Trump campaign was politically motivated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back with the breaking news right now. I want to bring in the DNC Communications Director, Xochitl Hinojosa. As you look on your screen there, that was the date, December 17 and January of that year, where Joe Biden's name turned up on that list. Xochitl, thank you for your time, and I know this is in real time. Why would Joe Biden want to know about Michael Flynn back then?
First of all, this is a distraction. All you're having Republicans do right now is distract from the fact that they continue to politicize the Justice Department. I'm someone who worked there, and I understand the independence of the Justice Department. And yet you have thousands of Justice Department employees who reacted to the Flynn news. And I think that generally what we want to see is to make sure that the independence returns to the Justice Department. What you'll also unmasking and something like unmasking is something that you are just looking to see more intelligent. It is nothing that is scandalous in any way. But frankly, this is going to backfire on Republicans because it just showed how serious Flynn was and his conversations with the Russians. So Republicans can try to use this to play political football. But in reality, this is going to backfire with them.
Is that a crime to talk to other countries during that period?
Whenever you are trying to interfere in an election or in any way try to go against the United States, I think that, you know, that is something that is. And so I think that right now,
time and time again, you continue to see
this Justice Department politicize issues in order to help Donald Trump.
The answer there was a suggestion that there was collusion. There's been no proof of that. Where's yours?
You continue to see this Justice Department and specifically, you know, Bill Barr trying to cover up for the president generally. And so I think that right now what's happening is you have thousands of Justice Department former employees who have come out and said, we want independence. We want an independent Justice Department. But right now, the American people can't trust that this Justice Department and that this Attorney General, that they are fair and that they are neutral and that they aren't just playing political games in order to benefit Donald Trump.
One more time. Where's the proof about collusion, Xochitl?
Well, I leave that to the investigators. And frankly, you have seen the investigation done. And again, you have seen, and I encourage you to look at all of the work that Democrats have done in the House to continue to show the cover-up by Donald Trump and to continue to show step by step in every form the cover-up by Donald Trump. And so I think that right now this is extremely troubling, and if I were your viewers watching at home, I would say, you know what, I want a new president and I want a new Justice Department who is going to remain independent and who is going to take into consideration the rule of law before anything
okay,
else.
Okay, I asked it twice. I didn't hear it. I didn't hear an answer of proof. However, I did hear this yesterday on ABC, Good Morning America. Joe Biden was asked about it by George Stephanopoulos about the meeting in the Oval Office, 5th of January, 2017. Watch.
I know nothing about those moves to investigate Michael Flynn, number one. Now, I thought you asked me whether or not I had anything to do with him being prosecuted.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I was aware that there was, that they had asked for an investigation.
So, again, it was about a week's time apart, you know, January 5th and the 12th of January. Again, I'll just try it one more time. Why would Joe Biden want to know about Michael Flynn at that time?
Because, again, unmasking, first of all, is just trying to make sure that you are getting more intelligence. And when it comes to Michael Flynn, and I've said this already, when it comes to Michael Flynn, this is going to backfire on Republicans because they were trying to find more information when it came to Michael Flynn and his discussions with Russia.
All right, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Soche Inihosa of the DNC, who never answered Bill Hemmer's question, but didn't expect her to. Let me just say this, folks. Obamagate begins with Obama. When Barack Obama got elected, the ruling class had 8 years of uninterrupted larceny. That's where we are. And they used Obama to set up the most intricate shadow government in the history of this republic. When Obama's reign of terror ended, he had taken note of the tactics. He's an observant guy. Most crooks are. They see the weaknesses in the system. And as Maxine Waters exposed, Obama never envisioned going away.
This year, the inauguration represented the beginning of his second term.
Yes.
But it also represented the countdown of the end of his presidency.
That's right.
And the reality is, like anything else, you better get what you can while he's there because, look, come 2016, that's it.
Well, you know, I don't know. And I think some people are missing something here. The president has put in place an organization that contains the kind of database mm-hmm. that no one has ever seen before in life. That's going to be very, very powerful. And whoever...
In terms of the Organizing for America, that he's now shifting to become a 501c4.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And that database will have information about everything on every individual in mm-hmm. ways that it's never been done before. And whoever runs for president on the Democratic ticket have to deal with that. They're going to have to go down with that database and the concerns of those people because they can't get around it. And he's been very smart. I mean, it's very powerful what he's leaving in place. And I think that's what any Democratic candidate is going to have to deal with.
Let me ask you, folks, do you think Maxine Waters had been tipped off about what Barack Obama was doing? Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Here's Roland Martin going, he got to get what he can while he's there. And then she says, you don't understand. He has put in place an organization that contains a kind of database like you've never seen before. What do you think that is? Yeah, I'll let you ponder on that for a bit. See, I contend that Obama saw how the game was played. And he says, I'm not playing this game from the sidelines. I may be out of office, but I promise you, I'm not done with you Democrats. But while I will have the dirt on you, I will also have the dirt on Republicans. I promise you, anybody in my business, Barack Obama knows every bit of information about you. He got the NSA to run reports on people like me. You better know. And he surrounded himself with vindictive ideologues who were willing to do the dirty work for him. People like, what's her name? His little sidekick, oh, geez, I can't remember her name, but she was his, Valerie Jarrett. Thank you. So Valerie Jarrett, who essentially said with her own mouth, if you don't follow in line with what we want you to do, there will be heck to pay. We will get you. You think the DOJ can get you 6 ways to Sunday? Barack Obama got the NSA to get all the data on anybody who was anti-Obama. If you ever said anything wrong about him, you don't have to believe me. Look at the people that have spoken out about him. You got an automatic IRS audit. Anyway, I said Trump shouldn't take any of these attacks personally. When it was time to replace Obama, the Obama team would make that decision, folks, not Americans. Crossfire Hurricane began the moment the new campaign for 2016 began. And the operation wasn't just to take down Donald Trump, but whomever the Republicans put in office. Because Trump won, he became the target. Pure and simple. This isn't a hatred of Trump. It's a hatred of Republicans. But as it turned out, Trump, they thought, the Democrats said, he makes the perfect patsy. Nobody likes him. He's an egomaniac. We'll paint him as unhinged. We'll paint him as always taking, filing bankruptcy, a womanizer. We'll get him. And oh, by the way, he's really good at putting his foot in his mouth. He won't stand the chance. Didn't matter. It was a blank spot being held for whoever it was, and they positioned Trump to be in it because in their minds, Trump would be the easiest guy to get rid of. Crossfire Hurricane was going to accomplish a few things. Hillary Clinton was going to become president. And if you look, shenanigans that it took to get rid of Bernie Sanders, you know what they did. Sanders actually beat Hillary Clinton, but he couldn't be part of the cabal. He couldn't be read in. That's the term they use. Sanders talks too much. He would never be able to understand the complexities of the operation because he wasn't that close to it. Hillary Clinton was right in the middle of it. Nor could Sanders keep a secret. So Sanders was out. Crossfire Hurricane didn't even have to implement. They just said, DNC, get rid of him. And they did. That was it. Now, second, the operation was established in such a way that it was going to crush any candidate. It was the Democrats' equalizer. They didn't care about the Electoral College, where Democrats already have an advantage. Don't believe me? Google it. You'll see what I'm talking about. Democrats have an automatic advantage. Their new operation was to negate your vote. It was to ensure Democrat victories not only now, but ensure Democrat victories for decades. It wasn't aimed at Trump. This is why I said earlier, don't worry about, this isn't about Donald Trump. It was about whoever. It was against you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Obamagate. That's what we're talking about right now. Lockdown's keeping us from focusing on, and the Democrats are getting a temporary reprieve. But it won't last long because it's coming back. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, 844-551-8255. So Crossfire Hurricane, as I said, was going to get three things accomplished. This is the project that went after Donald Trump. But as I said earlier, it wasn't for Trump. It was meant to accomplish more than that. Number one, Hillary Clinton would become president. That would negate everything. Hillary as president took away any indemnity whatever they did was washed away, swept under the rug. What you're about to find out, you would have never found out. That will anger you. Bernie Sanders found out the hard way, but Bernie got paid off, so he didn't care. Bernie got paid off twice. He didn't care. And let me tell you what I said earlier. Bernie Sanders could not be read in on Crossfire Hurricane because he's too much of an idealist. He might actually blow the lid on it. They might have to get rid of Bernie if they were to let him know about it. That's why they couldn't let him win a second time. They couldn't let him in the first time because it was too deep. They were in too deep. The Democrats have connived against Donald Trump and the American people, but it didn't matter that it was Donald Trump. So the first part of the operation was Hillary gets elected. We defeat anybody and everybody, including Bernie Sanders if we have to, because Bernie can't keep a secret. Then the second thing was it would crush any of the candidates. If you put Ted Cruz in, they were going to tie Ted Cruz to the Russians. If it was Rand Paul, they would have tied Rand Paul to the Russians. Or it would have worked out differently in terms of how they orchestrated it, but make no mistake about it. We'd still be talking about Russiagate or something like that. The only difference is those guys would have folded like lawn chairs. And the third thing, which is the one I've been focusing on, why Obamagate begins with Obama, is Obama was meant to remain a shot caller. Maxine Waters said it. He had all the data on everybody. This is why Barack Obama got so cocky. He had all the data, including Democrats. His data gathering during his second term put everybody on notice in D.C. He would always know their secrets, and his operatives would keep him posted, even though he was no longer president. How do you think people were not reaching out to Barack Obama this entire time of Donald Trump's presidency? Ask yourself this. Whenever something that boggled your mind occurred, how did it happen? For example, Justice Roberts voting for Obamacare in an unconstitutional decision. How do you think that happens? You think he, in good conscience, went, you know, yeah, the American people, even though it's unconstitutional, need to start paying for things. Yeah, let's just do that. Anything that seemed hinky, off a bit, like, what? How did that happen? Crossfire Hurricane. All that data. I wrote a while back that Michael Flynn held the key to the entire operation, and I said he was going to get his comeuppance. And I said, with the help of the corrupt FBI, the dirty Democrats bullied, threatened, and even ruined lives in their zeal to take down President Trump. But they screwed up. General Flynn began as a victim of their evil plot. However, now he finds himself the owner of prime real estate. Democrats' butts. Thanks to the FISA memo, new information that continues to shine a light on more collusion within the Democratic Party, Flynn finds himself in an interesting spot. Imagine with his what his attorneys will ask for in discovery when he decides to put his life back in order. I wrote this over a year ago. I said Flynn holds the key to this. I said in discovery, they're going to find out all the crap. And I said this for a reason. I noticed how they were treating Flynn with kid gloves all of a sudden. Oh, listen, Michael, no need to get mad about it and ask for a bunch of stuff. You know, how about we just nod and say we did? Flynn had spent all of his fortune. We know the story now. They threatened to go after his kids. But I told everybody, I said, Mike Flynn holds the key. You go Google it on the Black Sphere site. You'll see. I'm not kidding you. I wrote about this. Now, Mueller's since retired in disgrace. Flynn's going to be cleared. But there was another clue that things wouldn't end well for the Democrats. Jerome Corzi was targeted by Mueller, but he fought the indictments. He even threatened to sue to get all the discovery Mueller and his team had. And suddenly, Corzi was no longer a target. And here's what the Washington Examiner wrote about that case. They said, another author, Jerome Corzi defied Special Counsel Mueller, and shockingly, he won. Now the 72-year-old political commentator says he plans to make Mueller pay for putting him under investigation, vowing to press forward with a civil case alleging prosecutorial misconduct. They have to pay for this, Corzi said in an interview after Attorney General Bill Barr informed Congress that there was no sealed indictments from Mueller. The probe ended without finding collusion between Trump and Russia. Corsi refused to plead guilty to lying to investigators, as did former National Security Advisor Flynn and Foreign Policy Advisor George Papadopoulos, and leaked plea documents from his case to the press. A rare example of a subject in Mueller's two-year probe flouting prosecutors, then avoiding charges. Others, such as Roger Stone, flouted Mueller and were subsequently indicted. See, here's the deal. You fight, you win. And that's what General Flynn finally did. But the tip of the iceberg, folks, was revealed by DNI, that's the Director of National Intelligence, Acting Director Richard Grenell. But retired naval officer, a lady by the name of J.E. Dyer, talks about the bigger part of the iceberg that you can't see under the water. And here's what she posted an article. I'm going to try to bring this to life, but she says, estimated number of queries concerning a known U.S. person, unminimized non-con. So in other words, the number of queries by year during the Obama administration. So here's where it was in 2013. This is the second year, second term, 9,500. 2014, 17,500. 2015, 23,800. 2016, 30,355. Those are the numbers. Went from 9,000 of those looky-loos to 30,000 plus over that four-year period. That was Barack Obama gathering data on over, what, 50, 60, 70, 80,000 people that probably dare said anything negative about him. Says these queries enable desk jockeys at the federal agencies with to do their queries, and no, and he didn't have to make them. Yeah, he didn't make them. They did. What they were saying is these were people being kind of cajoled into doing it, and they talked about there's no formal logbook of these queries, but the queries have been made. And the point of J.E. Dyer, the naval officer, is Durham is now looking at the paper trail. And Durham's going, minions made these requests. No records of the real requesters. Because if the minions make the request, the actual people who made the actually wanted them to get the information get plausible deniability. And this data gathering provided what Obama and team needed to ensure Democrats had dirt on lots of people, like targeting Romney supporters in 2012. You guys may not remember this. We talked about it on the program, but the way Barack Obama beat Romney was he went after his donors. One guy gave Romney $1 million. They went into this guy, looked at his records, and crawled so far up his behind that donors became scared to donate to Romney. They made it known that's what would happen. But Obama's cockiness, folks, transitioned into desperation. And though Democrats orchestrated making Trump the choice for Republicans, something unexpected happened, and Trump surged. And like an out-of-control forest fire, it gets its own atmosphere, and that's what Trump did. And then it rages out of control. Trump was impervious to attempts to douse his flames. Now the operation was in jeopardy. And my bet is if you were to check the timeline of these illegal activities and these queries, they would coincide very closely with Trump's surge. Democrats panicked, caused 39 principals who directed the spying to finally log in directly, all urgently requesting access to the system in an effort to get rid of Flynn. That mistake exposed the spy network by the Obama administration. And that's where we are. The underlings, the people who actually carried out the dirty work. He says they were all over. J.E. Dyer wrote about these people. She says contractors and all kinds of people. But they left a paper trail all along the way. Doesn't matter that, you know, they did the work. They're going to go to them and say, who did you do this for? And they're being pushed. And there's another twist to this, that Brennan had a subcontractor that he may very well have been making money off of this. It's going to get ugly for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.